There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it. All proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. How you doing, Kelly? Good morning to you, man.
Hey, man. How's it going?
We got soccer starting as we speak once again.
Yeah, we do.
Live World Cup soccer during a numbers game yesterday. The shenanigans with Australia while we were on air was very cool. How they, for about 2 minutes of real time, looked like they were in trouble, and then they got the response goal to Tunisia happening concurrently. And then after we were off the air yesterday, oh my, was that amazing. The one scenario that could have brought a group down to a bookings tiebreaker, where Argentina was leading 2-0, Mexico was leading 2-0, and if it had ended that way, Poland would have gotten past Mexico based on 7 yellow cards for Mexico versus 5 for Poland. It didn't turn out that way because Saudi Arabia got a late goal, and so they ended up, Mexico, that is, getting bounced based on goal differential. It's a whole thing. And so now we have two other new scenarios happening right now.
Do you know what the next tiebreaker was after the yellow cards?
Oh, I knew this at one point.
It's like drawing straws or something. I don't, like Jeff Parles was on with Big Bets. We were going through it all yesterday, and it's like literally picking a name out of a hat.
You know what it should be? How many people fake injury? That's what it should be.
I'm down for that.
The American sensibility would say, how many more fake injury
I said
episodes?
Just put the keepers at the middle of the field and let them duke it out. Or throw them some boxing gloves, and we'll see who walks away.
All right, so now we have Group F. We have Group E later. Group F right now, we have two games going on, Croatia versus Belgium, and then Morocco versus Canada. Canada's already eliminated, but they're gonna play. That doesn't matter to them. They're going to play here against Morocco. Right now, if you tailed Paul Carr's pre-flop picks in this World Cup, this Croatia-Belgium outcome is huge.
I did. I'm on this one. I got Croatia to win this group.
Yeah, so he has Croatia, and we all tailed him, right? So we have Croatia to win this group and Belgium to get bounced from this group. So the cleanest way for that is for Croatia to just beat Belgium. I know it sounds easier said than done.
I didn't play that one. I did play Croatia to win this.
Okay, I played both. So for me, that I didn't touch anything about this game because I have both of those pre-flops riding. I did go draw, halftime, full-time in this Morocco-Canada game. We'll see how those play out.
That was a fancy dribble.
There he goes. Kelly's hockey. You know what? Kelly's just going to do soccer play-by-play for 2 hours.
That's what guy just did, like a 360 move on someone. I don't know how you do that with a soccer ball.
Well, that was a fancy dribble. Maybe a different kind of broadcast. Well, that was something else.
I'm just like, he just split like three guys. I don't even know what I just saw.
All right. So we're going to be distracted by that the whole time, just letting you know in advance, as we were yesterday, as we were the day before. Okay, so that's going on. Eric Eager will join us to talk NFL from Sumer Sports. We haven't talked to Eric Eager in a while, and Eric has can we call it a contrarian viewpoint on Russell Wilson? We'll get to that and more with him, and then Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted, we will do that as well. I followed through on my promises yesterday. I did bet a couple college basketball futures, one UVA, the Wahoos, to go 30-1 to win the college basketball championship. The University of Virginia Cavaliers, and Zach Edey at 5-1 player of the year, who again, just yesterday, in a victory over your Florida State Seminoles.
I made a bet on that, by the way.
You took FSU plus the points?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
I did. You got there. Said nobody comes into the Donald L. Tucker Center with those rowdy, drunk Florida State fans and wins a game and covers 17 points or whatever it was.
Really? Because they were really disguised as empty seats in a lot of those.
Yeah, they were.
They played with them for a half.
They did.
Yeah.
First half they played with them.
And, Edie, by the way, we have a goal already. Morocco in the fourth minute.
Oh, that's not good.
Morocco 1-0 over Canada. Morocco. Now, here's the group. Every time this happens, you got to sort of update what's happening. So the
come on, Canada.
In this group, which is, again, Group E, Croatia with 4 points, Morocco with 4 points. That's headed into today. Belgium with 3, and Canada, as I already mentioned, eliminated with 0. So Morocco, if Croatia and Morocco get outright wins, they're getting through. If Belgium were to beat Croatia and this Morocco score stays, then Belgium and Morocco will get through. Now, obviously, we have, 90 minutes of soccer still to play. But I'm just saying, if these scores hold, one tie and this, if these scores hold right now, though, then it would be Croatia and Morocco getting in. Morocco with 7, Croatia with 5. Anyway.
How was Morocco in the same group as the rest of these countries?
These are supposedly random.
Okay.
This isn't a regional thing.
Like, does Morocco always have a good soccer team? And I'm just not remembering it?
Perhaps I'm not the best person to ask here. It's not really their brand necessarily.
I kind of knew Croatia was kind of good. They have some players. Belgium. Yeah. Belgium's usually right there. Morocco, I don't remember ever really being good, but.
Well. They are on top of Canada 1-0. So right now, if these scores were to hold again, it would be Morocco and Croatia, but much soccer to be played. So I made the two college basketball bets, UVA to win it all 30-1, Zach Edey just because I wanted it in pocket at 5-1, because I feel like it could be a Shohei thing where next thing you know, it's minus 600 or a Micah Parsons thing. I get it. It's not the best number you could have gotten him at, but it's ridiculous. He's like a hack for the game at 7-4 the way he's playing now. And then college football, the big news. You see this late last night, Kelly?
We did.
College football, finally, they got the Rose Bowl. They got the Pac-12 on board, the Rose Bowl on board, I should say. Rose Bowl agreeing to terms that'll pave the way for the college football playoff to expand once and for all. In the final two seasons of the current contract, 2024-2025, to 12 teams. You like that? Well, no, 12 teams starting in 2026. So early September, the College Football Playoff Board of Managers voted to expand it to 12 teams starting in 2026, and now it will happen 2 years earlier, 2024 and 2025. So not next year, the year after, because apparently we can't do it that soon.
God forbid.
God forbid we do that. Thank
you. I feel like this is the day where we should all thank the Rose Bowl, right? The Rose Bowl deserves so much praise.
So much.
I feel like everybody forgets they were the one that were like was holding the college football playoff system hostage when it first started. They had to have their game on January 1.
They had to have their time slot.
At the time slot, yeah. And now this finally looks like the college football playoffs were like, no. Like, we can't let you have everything you want, Rose Bowl. Like, nobody really cares that much anyways.
I do think Monday is going to be a day that is going to be way bigger than people imagine it to be. Transfer portal, we find out everybody. It's kind of like badly kept secrets. But Drake May probably in a transfer portal. Xavier Worthy from Texas probably in a transfer portal. I think it's going to be tons of players, right? Bigger names than we imagine in a transfer portal. Will Hill brought this up yesterday. And I don't know how it's going to affect bowl season this year. Let's put it this way. It won't stop us from betting it once the game happens. But in terms of like trying to talk about games prior to the games happening, I think it could douse a lot of that. Because we won't know. Like, there could be teams with massive amounts of players who get in. I'll just take it to an extreme. It would not surprise me if some school got invited to a bowl game and then had trouble fielding an actual team.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I think we've seen that happen once or twice before, right? This is the current state of college football, and it's only going to get worse. You got 12 team playoffs going on. You're going to have all these players wanting to get in this small group of schools that has a chance to get into the playoff year after year. It's going to make the bowl games worse. It's going to make the regular season worse. I'm not really a fan of it at all. I'm sure I'm going to love the playoffs when they happen, and there's actually 12 teams going on. But like,
it's more games to bet on, but there are going to be a lot of blowouts. That's for sure.
But it devalues every regular season game, right? Like, that's part of college football's appeal, is that every Saturday something means something.
I'm excited for a 12-man playoff, but at the same time, there is a voice in my head saying, be careful what you wish for. because there's a lot of things. The transfer portal is essentially free agency.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that we don't talk about because we don't know, so there's no reason to talk about it, is we don't really know how much these players are getting paid. People are speculating as to how much they're getting paid, but like it could be, you know, millions upon millions of dollars. We have no idea. And it's like literally these schools have, you know, political action committees, PACs. It's essentially like they have PACs set up with funds paying for these players. And so now the schools are in this position. Instead, remember, they could never talk about that before, right? That was verboten. You couldn't pay players. Now they've become fund managers.
Sure.
How do we evenly distribute the money? It's just, and then you wonder, like, so the schools in L.A. and Miami, like, Miami has no excuse. Right? You should have, like, tons of players coming there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fascinating. We'll see. Fascinating.
That's the thing, right? Like schools like that, all of a sudden, gain an advantage that they never had before, right?
Well, that's, you know how we talk about the chasm between the haves and the have-nots. Maybe it will widen even further down in college football.
Yeah, I just like sport. Back to the 12-team playoff thing right now. Like for the casual college football fan out there, like me, right? If I watch a game on a Saturday. Like, that's kind of a big deal. Why would I ever watch a game on a Saturday when they change it to 12-team playoffs? Might as well just wait until the playoffs start.
A few bits of NBA news. Devin Booker, 51 points in three quarters against the Bulls yesterday. Suns stretching their winning streak to six games, 132 to 113 win last night. College basketball, Duke beat Ohio State. By the way, here's an NBA note I'd like you to riff on, because you're Mr. Boston Celtics. No, you're not.
I had an easy win on the Suns last night.
Oh, nice.
The Bucks, I did play along with Drew. that was a free throw squeaker. I got laid 5.5. That landed 6, of course.
So many of them are.
It's incredible.
How about the Celtics? Al Horford agreeing to a two-year, $20 million contract extension that ties him to the franchise through his 39th birthday.
Yeah.
That from Jason Glushon of at Glushon SM on telling ESPN. Yeah. I get it. You're having an amazing start to the season. Is this a little bit of like you're on a high and so you're like, yes, stay here till you're 39, Al Horford?
I think a little bit. I think they're seeing what they're doing this year offensively. They're seeing what this team was able to accomplish last year. They're looking at Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and realizing how young they still are. And if you keep this core together, what they could possibly accomplish over the next few years, I think is a lot. And the expectations are high, and they should be. And the Celtics should be in the Eastern Conference race for the next 10 years, whether Al Horford's there or not. But he helps add to that defense skill that they've been lacking on right now with Robert Williams out.
You're saying if they're not a contender for the next decade with Tatum and Brown,
they've done something wrong.
They've done something
wrong. Celtics are screwing up.
And they were going to trade Brown, remember. They were going to trade him. That got serious. We'll come back. Eric Eager from Super Sports on the NFL. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada, whatever your sport, whatever your betting style. You're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin here as well. We are going to break down some AFC East odds in a bit, AFC North odds, and a little Circus Survivor talk. 71 left out of 6,133.
Oh, Croatian player down in the box. Give him the penalty.
Wait, I thought
we got a penalty.
Yeah, we got a PK for, that's right, Croatia with a penalty kick. See, Messi got his blocked yesterday. You see that? Great play by the Poland goalkeeper. All right. I love when the ref comes and explains to the goalkeeper, he's like, this is what you have to do.
This is Luka Modric taking the penalty kick.
Oh, nice job.
Yeah, do a play.
All right. We need this here, Kelly. Let's go. For Croatia to win the group. Obviously, it's not going to clinch it, but this will put us in the driver's seat for that. For Belgium to be eliminated with Morocco up 1-0, this would be a large goal here in the 16th minute, or make it the 17th minute by the time he gets around to it. Is this exciting to you? This is very exciting. This is big for our bets.
I never understand what takes so long.
He's got to explain it to them. Hey, look, guys, in case you just landed on soccer today for the first time, here's how this works.
Like, this is the first penalty kick these guys have ever been involved in their entire careers.
All right, well, we'll get to that.
I mean, seriously. Like, we set up an extra point and kick it in, like, all of, like, 5 seconds.
He's breathing heavily.
This takes, like, 4 minutes.
see if he can get this done. We need this, Kelly Bidlin.
Maybe they're reviewing it. Maybe that's what they're waiting on.
They were reviewing it, but I don't know if they're still reviewing it. Are they still reviewing it?
I think they're still reviewing it.
Now they're going to the VAR.
You know how good all these guys are
doing
that?
They're going to the VAR. He was deciding if they were going to check on if they were going to review it. Now they are reviewing. All right.
That was exciting.
Let's talk some of our football, I should say. The real football. Come on. You and I know that. It's Eric Eager, everybody, from Sumer Sports. How you doing, Eric?
Gil, I'm doing great. Yesterday was a great day for the people with no edge in the World Cup, because if you bet first half draw in every single game, you were in 4-0. So that was pretty fun. I had a good time there. And I sweated out the first half draw in that was an Argentina game. And I was like, oh, Argentina might be pretty good. So then I bet them second half, and they ended up winning. So it was a good day for the people that know nothing about soccer like me.
That is nice. And Eric, that is what I've been saying throughout this World Cup, that I have been brain dead blanket drawing most of these. With the exception of, like, if Costa Rica's playing or Qatar's playing or on the other side of Brazil or in Argentina, that's been the strategy, and it's served me well. PK has been erased. Is this not happening?
I think it's been overturned.
No penalty kick. See, Eric? They're just betting draws.
The first half draw is still live, boys?
That is correct.
Still live. And that's the angriest man I've ever seen in, like, a popcorn costume. I don't even know what he was. Did you see that guy?
No, I did not see it. A little golf clap from Eric. Eric, by the way, remind everybody, you're no longer at you've moved on. You're at Sumer Sports. And explain all the different things. You have a podcast going. I like this, by the way, Eric. It's a more sassy version of Eric Eager. Would you agree with that?
I've had a few people actually message me and say, because the funny thing is, so yes, Sumer Sports is owned by Paul Tudor Jones and his son Jack. Paul is a hedge fund, manager who, made his money during the 1987 market crash. He's got a lot of different irons in the fire. One thing he's not is monitoring my Twitter, which is great.
Yes.
Because my last employer at PFF, I get calls every once in a while if I was a little sassy or something. And so I've let it loose a little bit, and obviously I have some creative freedom there. Thomas Dimitroff is the CEO, who also doesn't have Twitter. He and I actually host a podcast called The Sumer Sports Show with Eric Eager and Thomas Dimitroff. It comes out every Wednesday. It's live on Twitter. It's also, through all the podcast platforms. But it's a little bit different. We don't talk betting, obviously, because Thomas was an NFL GM for 12 years, so he wasn't betting games. And so most of the betting content is on my Twitter or TikTok. He and I just kind of discuss, like, what we are team building, and, like, he and I kind of come at it. He's an old school scout. He actually played. His dad was a CFL coach, and he also played Canadian football in college, and then was a scout for the Patriots, won 2 Super Bowl rings there. And then, I come at it from an analytics perspective. So I think it's pretty cool. For those of you that want to follow along, we will have article content. We will eventually have betting content on that website at some point. But for now, it's mostly the podcast. And then, of course, we have a couple team clients already. We're hoping to get all 32 teams on board so we can help them win some Super Bowls.
All right. So that's awesome. So good for you. Let me get to one of your tweets this week, because everybody's, and justifiably, we were among the first here on this show for sure, and on this network to sort of say, oh boy, this Russell Wilson thing could really, really fall off a cliff. But you added a little sanity to this. There was a gentleman on Twitter who said, is the Russell Wilson trade the worst in NFL history? And you went a little opposite. You're like, well, listen, I think there's a real chance, you said, that Russell Wilson becomes respectable on the field again. So it's still Herschel Walker as the worst trade of all time. And from an analytics perspective, what do you mean by that about Russell Wilson?
Well, the thing about the Herschel Walker trade is we kind of already know, you know, like trading for a running back, a priori is a bad thing. Trading, you know, the Vikings traded what ended up being five players, three first rounders, three second rounders, and a third rounder for Herschel Walker, right? And obviously after the fact, that buoyed three Cowboys Super Bowls, right? So like that, and the Vikings never made the playoffs once with Herschel. Herschel lasted 3 years. He never rushed for 1,000 yards. He was very ineffective. You could say that his like Senate run has been more effective.
I was going to say, what's he doing these days?
Yeah, curious. which is saying something about both things. But whereas with Wilson, like the contract is really the thing, right? Like I think if you want to make a case that the Russell Wilson trade has been one of the worst in league history, I think you can, because the contract is so much more vast than anything that there was no salary cap in 1989 when they traded for Herschel Walker. So the problem is we still like expectations though for a quarterback who has been as good as Russell Wilson has in his career is that he will rebound. I mean, we saw, if people want to look back, like Andrew Luck had in 2015 was one of the, he was like a below zero wins above replacement quarterback. And he came back and had a really good 2016 and even better 2018. Now we know how it ended, but like there is precedent for quarterbacks who have historically been really good to rebound from this. Even Aaron Rodgers, you know, 2018, that team went 6-9-1. He was, you know, pretty inefficient. He goes on and wins two MVPs. Now Wilson, if he just becomes a top 12 quarterback again, I think the trade is not great. And obviously they'd like to have it back, but it's not in the category of the worst of all time. Yeah, now this season's terrible though.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. Kurt Warner, by the way, another one of those quarterbacks who had a really terrible year or two in the middle. And it was bookended by just Hall of Fame performance on both sides. All right. Let's get to the rapid fire here. Team, I've asked you this before, but we'll get it about the three-quarter mark of the season. Team that your numbers have well better than conventional wisdom. Team that your number has well worse than conventional wisdom.
Better, it's still Buffalo. Like, I think Buffalo's going through it right now. You know, obviously, restore the roar of the Lions cover on Thursday. You know, I think they played really well. Josh Allen, I know Nick Wright did this on his podcast, has basically the same numbers as Davis Mills over the last 6 weeks. And so that's not great. But I do think with a guy, you know, when you're talking about injuries, you're talking about on both sides of the ball, but including Josh Allen's arm. I think Buffalo is now being considered a worse team than Kansas City. And even as a Chiefs fan, I would say that Buffalo should be the favorite moving forward. You look at past Super Bowl winners, you know, last year, the Rams lost 3 of 4 during the middle of the season, like right about right now. The Tampa Bay went into their bye in 2020 at 7-5. The Chiefs went into their bye in 2019 at either, I think it was 6-4, 6-3, and, you know, emerged from there and won the Super Bowl. Like the teams right now that are peaking too early, I think of like the, and this is my second answer, the Dolphins, I think, are a little bit overrated. The teams right now that are peaking early, the Dolphins, the 49ers, teams like that, you look back and you're like, well, when the schedule gets harder, and for example, Miami goes 3 road games against 3 good teams now, I think that, you know, right now you want to be weary of the teams that are peaking, and you want to take a second glance at great teams that are kind of percolating beneath the surface, like a Buffalo Bills.
Okay. That was your team that you have rated higher than the conventional wisdom, the Bills.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And the lower here, and I want to get, let's make it 10 seconds. Just give me the answer to that.
Yeah, Miami.
Miami. And okay, so those two. Gotcha. All right. Your favorite play this week in the NFL?
I like the over in the Dolphins-Niners game. I think, you know, when you look at the opponents that those teams have played, the defenses have done fairly well. But you look at the opponents, and I think both offenses are going to do pretty well this week.
Both offenses, you like the over there. Okay. A side that you like the best?
This sounds kind of square, but I like the Washington football team.
Yes.
-2.5 against the Giants. I think Washington does a lot of good things. And I think they're well coached, and I think that the Giants just have nothing left in the tank.
Okay. There it is. Eric Eager, Sumer Sports, everybody. You can follow him on Twitter at @EricEager_. That's the little key to the Eric Eager Twitter handle. @EricEager_. Always great to talk to you, Eric. Appreciate you, man.
Gil, thanks for having me. You're the best. Talk to you soon.
A more sassy version. Thank you, Eric. Very kind of you. A more sassy version of Eric Eager. I might have gotten distracted in the middle of that seeing Morocco score again, Kelly. Just want to be honest.
Might have, yeah.
Come back. Division odds next in the AFC.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Cyber Monday deal has been extended. Sign up today to become a VSiN Pro subscriber, and you'll get a daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and bets are moving every game. Deep dive daily betting reports, plus our upcoming College Bowl and Super Bowl betting guides. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. VSiN store, a great place to shop for VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Hurry, this is extended Cyber Monday offer. Won't last long, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at VSiN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidley. Kelly, I want to apologize for losing my train. You were laughing so hard because I won't say never. Rarely do I lose my concentration here while we're doing the show. Like, I am locked in. But as soon as Morocco scored their second goal, I immediately started going through tiebreaker permutation. I'm like, okay, what does this mean? And Eric is giving this wonderful answer about how he had the Dolphins as the team that he has rated lower than most. Yeah. And at the end, I'm like, who's your lowest team again? Can you make it quick? He's like, Miami. I'm like, oh, yeah, you said that already. It's like, so Morocco currently would win with if these scores stick.
Now that it's 2-0?
It's 2-0, first of all, Kelly. It's 2-0.
Is that sorry.
Sorry.
Is it different if it's 2-1?
Yes, because that goal differential will change. So
the goal differential is – so right now it's a tiebreaker between who, Croatia Morocco?
Right now there's no tiebreaker. Right now Morocco would win the group outright.
Okay.
With 7 points. But if Croatia were to take a lead –
oh, okay. Gotcha.
Then it would now be tied on goal differential. Now, when they played each other?
Wait, hold on. Pump the brakes a bit. So, if Croatia, we're going to go to the final results. Croatia and Morocco win. They are tied with points, is what you're saying, right? Tied with points, so it would go to goal differential.
No, it matters what the score is.
No, I know.
Right. So if it's 2-0 and 1-0, let's say Croatia takes a lead on Belgium. So if Morocco stays at 2-0 and then Croatia wins 1-0, then they will both have the same amount of points, 7.
Yes.
Because right now Croatia would be behind them. They both have the same amount of points and their goal differential will be the same. Then you would have to go to head to head at that point. And the answer to that question, because I don't know that offhand, and this is what I was doing in my head while Eric was talking, and so I apologize to Eric. They tied. So don't we then also go to the bookings again at that point? If this is 2-0 and this ends up 1-0, hypothetically, I think we go to bookings again.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, for but that wouldn't be for elimination. That would be just to win.
That
the
would be
group,
for the group winner,
which affects our bet.
Yes. Which is all that matters for us.
It's all that matters
both
for
those,
us. And
both
Belgium
those,
would and Belgium would be eliminated, which would be good for our
right,
stuff, too.
Both of these teams would move on, but
yes,
it would be the tiebreaker to whoever wins the group.
I think, and again, I should probably do that on a commercial, not while Eric is talking to me.
I'm getting pretty confident confirmation from downstairs that you're right.
Yeah, I think I'm right. Okay.
How's that for pretty confident confirmation?
Boy, we are so professional this morning.
I think that's as best as we could give you out there when it comes to soccer. Hey, pretty confident
World
this is the situation.
World Cup game threes of group stages don't often happen while this show is going on, where you have to figure out these tiebreakers on the fly. Well, let's talk about a sport that we all know and love, our football, the National Football League. AFC East standings and odds. Currently, the Dolphins and the Bills tied atop the AFC East with 6 games remaining. The Jets 1 game back. And the Patriots 2 games back. Every team in this division, obviously, with a winning record right now, if the playoffs were to start, only the Patriots would be bounced from this division. And so to win the division, the Bills are still the prohibitive favorite, -225. The Dolphins, who are about to go through a gauntlet, they're at +250, Jets 12-1, Patriots 30-1. But the yes-nos on the playoffs, Dolphins and Bills huge favorites to do so. Jets, a virtual coin flip at this point, slight lean to the yes. And the Patriots, a decided dog now at +150. What's the bet? Here's the thing. Kelly wanted to talk about this for a reason. So there's a bet you like here, apparently. Yeah.
I know. Actually, okay. Not necessarily there's a bet that I like. These are the two divisions that actually have races going on
yes.
right now. Right? I do agree with Eager that I think that this is the Bills' kind of slump period right now, and we're going to see them on the rise again. So I think these odds are actually fairly accurate. Like, I don't know that I believe in the Dolphins are going to go out and win this division. The only thing I'll bring up, though, Gil, I mean, if you're not high on the Bills, I mean, there's a chance they could fall out of the playoff race. Like, that is a massive price on the no.
Yeah, well, okay. Again,
I mean, it would take a lot, but...
Again, this is the division where I... And if I win these bets, it's complete luck. Let me just say this right from the top. I'll tell you when it's me, I'll tell you when it's luck. This would be luck, because when the Chris Mortensen report came down, the Mort report, where he said that Josh Allen had the UCL issues and that he could miss a game or several games, I immediately bet the Dolphins at 5-1 to win the division and the Jets at 20-1. Those are sitting...
Those are good numbers.
Those are good numbers.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be the reason why I bet them.
Sure.
Right? So I would just sort of luck into it. Josh Allen now has not played as well since, that's for sure. So maybe it's not complete luck. His performance has definitely been different.
I feel like nobody's giving, not credit, but nobody is adding in the part that it's like we all forgot about his elbow injury, right?
Oh, I didn't.
You know, it's like everybody's saying he's playing bad, but they're not saying, well, you know.
Well, let's,
can like, we, if it was a pitcher, he'd be out getting surgery right now.
This would seem like the appropriate time to talk about tonight's football game.
Yes, it would. I bought the half point, laid the three with the Bills tonight.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. I was waiting for this to move. I don't really think it's going to move to three today. Maybe it does. But I saw 3.5 at even money. I paid to move it to three. It's not something I do very often, but I do think this is a... I haven't been high on this Patriots team. I know what they did last week. That offense looked great. I think that's going to be more of an outlier against a Vikings defense that isn't the greatest in the world from what we saw out of this Patriots offense last week. I do think the Bills, I don't love the idea, you know, of laying points, obviously, going into New England with Belichick coaching, but I do think that they're still a much better team than what this New England Patriots team can put out there, both offensively and defensively. I think they're going to have trouble stopping Josh Allen. And I think his feet make a difference in a matchup like this. Judon can't just tee off on the pass rush and go right at him in the pocket. He's able to move a little bit. So I do like the Bills tonight. Not a huge bet for me. This is one I took a piece of, Gil, and I'll look to get in on Buffalo live because I think that is the proper way to probably attack this.
Well, absolutely be a live betting game for me. And now, I won't go as far as to say the Bills are live to miss the playoffs, but to your point, that if the Bills were to lose this game tonight, this is one of these fulcrum games where if they win, you're like, okay, Bills have everything, you know, they've righted the ship. They're going to be okay. They keep finding ways to win games. But if they lose a game like this, a division game at that.
Well, and they have three coming up. It's three in a row.
That's what I was getting at. They've got the Jets at home, Miami at home, and then later they have at Cincinnati and New England at home. They do have a Chicago game wedged in there. So it's not exactly a cakewalk.
It's not. I mean, in a couple weeks, that's kind of why I brought it up. In a couple weeks, you're going to know very much if Buffalo is still right at the top of the AFC or if they're in a dogfight for their lives to make the playoffs.
Well, and it should be pointed out that they're 0-2 in the division currently.
Yes.
So tiebreakers right now aren't really their thing. And if they lose tonight and go 0-3... boy, are they behind the eight ball.
Can I put out an anti-Bills bet I do like?
Yes.
Went over this market yesterday. At most interceptions, this is posted at DraftKings, in the regular season. Not one I really dive into often, we really dive into often. But what is the problem with this list that we're showing right now, Gil? You've got Davis Mills isn't even starting for his team right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is on there up there in this market at 5-1. Matt Ryan's been benched once already this season. What's stopping them from doing that again at some point? And Josh Allen, who leads the league in interceptions.
I can't answer that. I don't think he's allowed to bench Matt Ryan, is he now?
I don't know. It sort of feels that way. Josh Allen at 4-1 tied with Davis Mills for the league lead in interceptions. How is this not a good bet in this market right now? And the only other bet you can make on here is Kirk Cousins.
I was
going to
say, I think Kirk Cousins at 12-1 might be my play.
I think those two bets are good bets in this market. This is one of those, if it was out here, I'd be betting Josh Allen on this one.
Real quick, let's do the other division that we wanted to do, which was the AFC North. Ravens and Bengals both at 7-4. Browns and Steelers both at 4-7. Obviously, the division is a two-horse race. And to make the playoffs, well, you'll see that the Ravens are huge favorites, minus 1,200, whereas the Bengals are only minus 250 by comparison. And then the Browns and Steelers, obviously, huge dogs. By the way, are you of the Deshaun Watson can immediately take this team on a win streak crowd? Are you in that group?
No.
I'm not either.
Am I in the crowd of Cleveland's going to go into Houston and hand the ball off to Nick Chubb 37 times against the worst rush defense in the league and easily win? Yes.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
I'm in that camp.
Me too. But I've heard some people like, I don't know, the Browns could make a run. I'm like, easy.
I like the Bengals. I think the Bengals are the better team than the Ravens. I can't confidently put a bet down for them to win this division, though, simply because of the remaining schedule. Cincinnati still has Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Patriots, Bucks, Browns. On the Ravens side, it is Bengals, and then it's Broncos, Steelers twice, Browns, and Falcons. That schedule is so much easier.
It's easier, but it's not like massively easier like it used to be. 3-4 weeks ago, I thought. So each of these weeks that go by, I start to feel worse about the Ravens and better about the Bengals. But I hear you right now.
They don't have to face the Chiefs and Bills.
That's pretty much the headline. Yes, for sure. We'll come back. Survivor Talk next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You could trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football fans can turn a loss into a win with the king of sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any Monday or Thursday night pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Then wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any Monday or Thursday pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. Canada scores. So now it's 2-1 Morocco.
Let's go Canada!
So again, Morocco right now would win the group if these scores hold. Croatia and Belgium in a 0-0 tie in added time now in the first half. But if Croatia can find a way to take a 1-0 lead, and that holds with this other score, then Croatia would win the group.
I see what you're talking about. So they're dead tied on the goal differential.
Currently. But it wouldn't matter right now because Morocco would win the group outright.
Right. And it also wouldn't matter as long as these... Yeah, if Croatia wins...
There's currently no tiebreaker that matters at the top of the... at the top. And we'd know who'd advance as well. Let's go to the tweets. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Jason H11, what did you get UVA at to win the championship? 30-1. 30-1. Teasers and parlays. I have Croatia to win the group and Belgium to be eliminated in the group stage. Let's cash these tickets. All right. Not both will cash, but we would have one of them cash at this point. Let's see here. This is from... Brian M. saw your guy in the stands, I guess, Kelly?
Yes.
Talked to him about that. Vegas regular. Kelly Bidlin is such a cynical watcher of soccer. Lighten up, Francis, he says.
What am I so cynical about?
I don't know. Peter Watry. Dr. Eric is my favorite guest, not named the crack man. Gil, have you and Kelly checked out his amazing podcast yet?
Yes, I have.
It is very good.
Yes.
Very good. By the way, Crackman coming up top of the hour, Unscripted with the Crackman. Brian M. letting us know that there's one tiebreaker we forgot. He said if Croatia wins, they win the goal scored tiebreaker. If it were 1-0 or 2-0 Morocco, which is not now, Croatia came into the game with a 2-goal lead and goal scored. This is from Vegas Valkyrie. Tough 11 a.m. Eastern decision. Keep watching Belgium and De Bruyne or scrap it all for the crack man. Ha, who am I kidding? Addicted to the crack man. See you in 25 minutes when he wrote that. And then Mark Geiger, World Cup? It's nonsense. Americans hate sports with ties. It's just stealing time from what really matters, which is real football. Give it a swift golden boot kick in the tuchus out the door and off the air. That's all. That's tuchus, Kelly.
You do have to wake up early on Saturday if you're going to watch.
Morocco scores again. 3-1.
Oh, come on!
3-1, Morocco. So Morocco, again, just putting a stranglehold on this group right now.
Get it together, Croatia. We need some goals, man.
0-0 in the other one.
Is that me being cynical?
Maybe that's what he meant.
Maybe that's what it is. I just yell at stuff,
oh, no, they
man.
Took it off. Offside. They took it off.
Oh, it's totally 2-1. Offsides.
Totally offsides. They took it off. Okay. Let's talk some Survivor. Circa Survivor started with 6,133 entries, each at $1,000 a pop. And I get it. Not everyone here, not you, are listening, is in Circa Survivor. But take this as proxy for perhaps the Survivor contest in your neck of the woods. 71 of those 6,133 still remain. Remember, two quote-unquote weeks ago, because remember, Thanksgiving was its own week at Circa Survivor, 74 existed. So we have gotten to the nobody wants to be eliminated stage of this, and nobody is getting eliminated stage of this. So 71 remain. Now that's 1.16% of the total pool, each with an intrinsic value, each entry, with a current intrinsic value of $86,380.28. Now, by the way, there's four, just to give you a few more Survivor stats in Circa for those interested in the subject. There are still four that we know of, right? There could be some Browns and the Cowboys, the Ravens, the Browns, the Seahawks, and the Cowboys. And of those four teams, only two of the remaining 71 have the Ravens available. So if you are, and by the way, I'll name those two, give them a shout, Il Siciliano 5 and Jed 4 in Circa. They're the only two out of the 71 with the Ravens left. Don't they have to play the Ravens, those two? Isn't that the way to play it for them?
Man.
Be on your island.
Yeah.
On your island and let everybody else have carnage. Or hope for carnage, I should say. Ravens, of course.
I don't love it this week, but yes, I think you almost have to.
Ravens hosting the Broncos, just to clarify. 62 have the Browns left. The Browns are at the Texans, and the Browns with Deshaun Watson going against his former team, the Texans. 69 of 71, everybody but two, has the Seahawks available to play.
That's pretty incredible, actually.
That is pretty incredible.
With how well the Seahawks have played this year?
They're at the Rams with no Stafford, with no Aaron Donald. I mean, like, you're not playing the Seahawks. Everybody's got them is the problem. And then because of Thanksgiving, only 14 of the remaining 71 have the Cowboys hosting the Colts. Which, if you had all four available, and of course not everybody does, we already know that only two have the Ravens left. But if you had the Ravens, if you were one of the two, would you play the Ravens?
Yeah,
You got to, right?
Yeah, I think I think you have to.
If you're like most who doesn't have them, who would you play?
Browns.
You'd play the Browns.
I would play the Browns over the Seahawks, no doubt. Actually, the Browns I like better than the Ravens too. But I just think if you're in that point where you're one of two that have them left, then you play them.
Couple other notes here for Circa Survivor. Remember, there's a bonus that if you have not played the two Super Bowl teams from last year and you got through 20 quote unquote weeks, you would get the $1 million bonus. Six of the remaining 71 still have not used either the Rams or the Bengals. As someone joked earlier, they should get the bonus if they play the Rams.
Yeah, for real.
Jeffrey Benson with these stats. Ready for this? 13. Now, this is before Thanksgiving. Jeffrey Benson over at Circa sharing this. 13 of 74 before Thanksgiving started with just one entry. How about that? So I don't know if the three that got eliminated were part of that group, but before Thanksgiving, 13 of the 74 started with just one entry, and they're still alive. Those 13 are the true survivors. They're the ones. They're the ones who should get a bonus. And then Jeffrey Benson also from Circa also sharing that 29 of the 74, I get it, there's 71 now, but 29 of the 74 before Thanksgiving started out with a full allotment of six. So just a few other stats here. This is interesting. The guys downstairs put this together, Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, so this is this is prior to Thanksgiving also.
Yes.
With 74 of 6,133 entries left. These are the teams that collectively collectively have been the biggest survivor killers. Fifth place, Denver Broncos, 573. So they've knocked out 573 entries collectively of the 6,133. Fourth place, Bengals, 652. Titans, 708. And much of the Titans was week one against the Giants.
That's right. I'm trying to remember if like which one of these has multiple. Like, was there multiple games where they were massive knockouts? You know what I mean?
Well, the Titans against the Giants sticks out for sure with 708. By the way, second place Niners, 776. Didn't they lose to the Bears? That was the game. That was the game that crushed like Niners players. And then the Colts at 938 is the most. And that's got to be multiple times for the Colts, right?
I mean, that's probably the whole first month of the season.
938 entries out of 6,133 they've knocked out. That's actually a pretty interesting list.
I mean, it's Colts. We could go Colts week one, where they tied the Texans, right? Colts week two, where they lost to the Jaguars.
Got crushed by the Jaguars. I wonder, does this mean just that they lost or also when they won? Because you could say week three when they beat the Chiefs, but I guess that's not included either. So they've killed people both ways. Because remember they won that random game against the Chiefs in week three?
No. Eliminators, I think it is that. I think it's the Colts beating the Chiefs. They eliminated whoever was on the Chiefs.
Oh, so wait, these are when they win games? No.
It can't be.
I think it's, you know, you just messed it up.
I messed it up.
Come on.
You had it right.
I'm just saying, in addition to the 938, they also crushed teams on the other side in week three against the Chiefs. So really, they've done even more damage. The Colts.
300-1 prop that could have cashed. They didn't win that game.
It should be noted that none of these were the teams that knocked me out. It was the Buccaneers over and over for me. I hate you, Buccaneers. All right. We'll come back unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, exclusively right here on the Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.